Rich Vale is on the mound for Los Angeles. The Astros will turn to Justin Verlander. He has yet to lose in an Astro uniform. 5-0 in the regular season, 4-0 in the postseason. All told, he's got a 1.23 ERA. But no matter how good Verlander has been and can be for the Astros, Houston's not going to do anything unless they can get their bats going. And that starts at the top. ESPN's Chris Singleton.
George Springer, 4 strikeouts in game one. And as much as he talks about, you know, feeling like he is back on track, the production just hasn't been there. You're facing the toughest pitchers that you can face in the game right now. But somehow, some way, especially as a leadoff man, shrinking things down, understanding his job is to try to get on base, set the table, create some momentum for the rest of the lineup.
Chris Singleton's got to be part of our coverage on ESPN Radio with Mark Testacher getting underway with baseball tonight. Next hour, first pitch a little after 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Sixers host the Rockets. No Markelle Fultz for Philly for the next 3 games at least.
See for yourself why buying a business trip at Upside.com is a triple win. Use code BAMANI and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. This is the...
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G is just $45 a month. With nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Dwight Freeney is back. The veteran pass rusher signed a one-year deal with the Seahawks late Tuesday night. Freeney had 3 sacks last season for Atlanta and is expected to help Seattle offset the loss of injured defensive end Cliff Averill. Elsewhere, Philadelphia's Monday night victory over the Redskins was a costly one. The Eagles announced both left tackle Jason Peters and linebacker Jordan Hicks suffered season-ending injuries in the game. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says Martavis Bryant is not available for trade, despite the talented wideout saying he wants out of Pittsburgh if he isn't used more. Bryant has just 3 catches for 30 yards combined in his last 2 games. The NFL upheld the 1-game suspensions handed down to Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch and Vikings safety Andrew Zendejo, so both players will be out Sunday. And the Cowboys are making a kicking change. Dallas signed Mike Nugent to fill in for Pro Bowler Dan Bailey, who is expected to miss a few games with a groin injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Increase strength, fuel athletic performance. Get amped at GNC. As part of your workout program, GNC Amp Whey Bolic Protein is clinically proven to increase strength in just 8 weeks. For a limited time, buy one GNC Amp Protein, get one half off. Mix and match GNC's number one selling protein between original, power, and ripped powders. Amplify your strength today with buy one, get one half off GNC Amp Protein. Hustle into GNC or visit GNC.com before November 1st. Get undefeated protein performance only at GNC.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/block. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
504, welcome back and welcome in. Hour number 2 of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn underway. 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. That's our historic main gym frequency. Right now, all three bringing you this radio goodness. You'll have game 2 of the World Series for you tonight from Chavez Ravine and Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers, Rich Hill tonight, right? For LA, and then Darvish in 3, or did I get the rotation wrong? Against Justin Verlander.
Right. Yeah, Rich Hill tonight.
And then Lance McCullers Jr. on game 3 with Charlie Morton, who started game 7 for the Astros. He'll start game 4. And then beyond that, I guess you add the tag if necessary, because it very well could be a 4-game sweep. As they mentioned on the SportsCenter update, the Astros need to get the bats going. And I also heard during the top of the hour there, it's funny how sometimes worlds collide here, because this was going to come up at some point today on the program, just as yesterday's sandwich did at lunch. And I know how well that conversation went over with a number of you, because you told me about it on the Hertine and Stocker text line. The NFL update featured talk of Martavis Bryant. And I've got to share with the listeners this conversation that I overheard at lunch today. And I say overheard because I went out for lunch today, as I do almost every day. It drives my wife insane because it costs a lot of money to go out for lunch. But no offense to anybody I work with here in the building, I got to get out of this place for about an hour every day. Otherwise, I'll freaking go insane. Who wants to be at work all day? So I go get lunch somewhere. And so today, I went to a bar for lunch that has a very good lunch special here on the southwest side of town. And so I'm sitting at the bar, because when you go someplace by yourself, I don't want to take up a table, I'll just sit at the bar. And these two guys come in and they sit virtually like right on top of me, which is always, okay, I understand it. It's a bar, but it was on the, I was on the corner. These guys sat on the L, and they start talking about fantasy football. And I'm thinking, for the love of God, can I not get away from thinking about sports for just a second? I just want to sit there quietly, eat my lunch, and watch Montel or whatever's on TV at the time.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, wasn't that, that's a Harbaugh thing, right? He's Judge Judy, and then it turns out Urban Meyer's one of the other TV judge. I don't know. That's a good gig. I'd love to know how you become a TV judge. I think I could handle it. I don't think anybody would watch. I think I'd have worse ratings than Game 1 of the World Series did last night, but I still think I'd be pretty good at handing out justice on TV for people who didn't pay their rent or promised to buy a barber chair and then never delivered the goods. It's always that type of stuff that you see on the TV courts. These guys start talking about fantasy football, and it was like a bad Saturday Night Live sketch, which I understand to some of the listeners, many of you actually, that will be an oxymoron, because a lot of you think that every Saturday Night Live sketch is bad. And I won't necessarily argue with you in the present day and time. It was like a bad SNL sketch where guys were purposely mangling the names of every player that... And for a while there, I was waiting for Ashton Kutcher to jump out with the camera, and I'm punked. Like, this was some sort of test of can he sit here and eat his meal and not interject himself in the conversation and say, wait a minute. You guys are 10,000 shades of wrong here, and I'm going to set you straight. But I'm not that type of guy. But here's, in no particular order, what came up today during the fantasy football discussion of the two gentlemen who were sitting to the right of me at the bar while I tried to consume my hamburger in peace. There was talk of New York Jets tight end Alshon Seferian Jenkins, which is a great mashup of Alshon Jeffrey and Austin Seferian Jenkins.
One of the best mashups I've ever heard.
So I'm eating.
So continue.
I'm sitting there and I'm eating, and I'm trying to tune the conversation out. But at that point, that's what lured me in.
Are you sure this wasn't Lou Holtz sitting next to you, and you're just mistaken as to the identity of the person?
So, and this is where somebody on the Hertine and Stocker text line chimes in that they were actually one of the two people at lunch or something, which you'd have to get pretty specific and about where I was at for lunch and all of that good stuff, unless you're just trying to catfish me at this point. But again, I felt as if I were being trolled, because it goes from, okay, he sort of misappropriated one player's name, no big deal, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to continue eating. And then all of a sudden, my ears start ringing again because I heard reference to Martavius Bryant.
Oh, that's my least favorite one.
Which
it's very common.
Yeah, and I look, it's common enough that I knew all three players that were being referenced here. They mangled the names, but I knew exactly who they were talking about all three times. It's Martavis Bryant.
There's but, no U.
Yeah, or I-O-U-S, depending on, I guess, how you spelled it. Maybe his parents wanted him to find the license plate at Disney World when they went there. There are no Bort license plates still to this day, I don't believe. Then the third player was Eagles kicker Josh Elliott.
Oh, come on.
Which I knew would sit well with you because he's a Memphis guy. And, of course, the other guy at the conversation goes, oh, that guy's awesome. He's been scoring like 10 or 12 points every week. Well, it's,
if you're going to get one right, at least get Gabe's former roommate right.
Oh, former
please.
Roommate.
Yes,
I didn't know this. I just knew he went to Memphis. Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott.
Is the Eagles kicker. But the creme de la creme, the piece de resistance, if you will.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh.
Because the guy sitting directly to my right is wearing a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt and a Dallas Cowboys hat. And they pivot to talking about defenses and special teams, and America's team to my right says out loud, what did the Dallas D do last week? Okay, guy in the Dallas hat and the Dallas t-shirt, you should probably know what your team did defensively and special teams-wise in a game that I assume you care about. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's boycotting the NFL, but he's still playing fantasy football. In that case, more power to him.
So
I could not eat and get out of there fast enough today. I just...
You couldn't bring it into yourself to say anything.
Oh, that's not my place. No. Now, I will say this. Had my former co-host been there with me, there's no way Tyler would have let that go.
This would have been a full segment.
Tyler would have just shoehorned himself in there and from the get-go.
There would be interviews.
Alshon Safarian Jenkins, and we wouldn't have even gotten any further than that. And this is now 2 days in a row where I've had really bad luck out in public. And it's enough to make me think that I just need to spend some time indoors and call in sick. Because yesterday, and this is not about the sandwich, but yesterday I went and got a haircut. And I've talked about this on the program before. There is nothing worse than a talkative stylist / barber / I don't know if there's any other terminology for... You either go to a barber or you go to a stylist, right? You get your hair cut. Most guys go to a barber.
Can those two terms be mixed, used synonymously?
I suppose. Barber, to me, cuts hair. A stylist does a number of other things, like, I don't know, working with your hair and getting it to look a certain way. The barber just cuts your hair. And you know that my biggest pet peeve is going to get my hair cut and having somebody who wants to talk the entire time that they are cutting your hair.
Because it's about worst nightmare?
A 15 to 20 minute process. My worst nightmare? No, that would probably be dying along with my family in a house fire or something. But speaking of nightmares, I did have a dream last night that I was back in high school, but I don't want to get too far off the beaten path here. I got a really decent human being yesterday who I think said three words to me the entire time that she was cutting my hair. The problem was the chair next to me, because the only thing worse than having somebody who's talkative while they're cutting your hair is having the person in the chair who's getting their hair cut trying to out-talk the talker. And that was my haircut yesterday. 20 minutes of why that person was on this side of town, why they were getting their hair cut at that particular location, what they did for a living, what they used to do for a living. I kid you not, their hopes and dreams, what they wanted to do 5 years down the road, all being discussed. Well, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I didn't think it was possible that anything could be worse than having to watch Stephen A. Smith on First Take, which is what was on the TV in front of me. I almost asked the stylist to turn the volume of the TV up. Give me more Stephen A. Smith and less of the conversation to my right about the hopes and dreams and the aspiration of the guy who was getting a haircut. Hard part, very tight on the sides. You know who you are. I don't want to call you out, but that was enough for me.
So which would you rather have? Would you rather have the
this
chair...
This is a rare reverse would you here on a Wednesday.
The chair next to you having an annoying conversation, or would you rather have a stylist or barber, whichever place you're going to, talking your ear off?
As long as I get my haircut in peace, then I'm fine. So yesterday, I had to bite my tongue, I had to sit there, and I had to take it. But I would rather have the situation that I had yesterday than anything else, because at least the person cutting my hair didn't want my... And it's always, you know, what brings you in? Well, I decided I was going to go shopping, and then I realized that this isn't a grocery store, and I decided I'd sit and get my hair cut instead. I'm here for a haircut. What, you out on your lunch hour? Yes. And then if you answer it awkwardly enough, if you answer the questions uncomfortably enough, people with decent social skills will pick up on the, okay, this guy just doesn't want to talk. He just wants a haircut. But going beyond that, then you get into, well, where do you work?
Where do you work? Every time. Never fails.
Well, what do you do for a living? You married? You got kids? Where do you live? No. Cut my hair. This is exchanging money for services. Here's my money, cut my hair, and I want to leave. And I know the text line, I don't even want to look, the Hertin and Stocker text line, because I'm sure they're up in arms right now that we're not talking sports. But I've tried my darndest the last 2 days to talk sports here, and nobody wants to talk about the Dodgers and the Astros. And there really isn't a whole lot else going on. You're waiting for another week of the NFL to kick off. Nobody wants to talk. We tried to talk about Mitch Trubisky and the Bears, who are 2-0 with him under center, and nothing. I think people are out on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Here we are.
1424 thinks that you might have sat next to Beavis and Butthead at lunch today.
Look. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm the walking, talking sports encyclopedia or anything, but again, it was so bad and so over the top, I would have thought that somebody was trolling me, that there were TV cameras hidden somewhere. Surprise! Here's your reaction to one of the worst sports conversations. And then they pivoted from fantasy sports talk to the third Manning brother. And had a 5-minute in-depth conversation with each other about how much it must suck to be, they didn't even know his name. That was the only time I almost turned to them and then gave it away that I was listening, because it was driving me nuts that they were making fun of Cooper Manning, but still didn't even know who he was, didn't know his name. If you're going to make fun of him for quote-unquote being terrible at football, while you have two brothers in the NFL, make fun of the guy, know his name. And so that was the one point, mid-bite of said hamburger, cheeseburger, that I wanted to turn and I wanted to say, Cooper. You're talking about Cooper Manning. And then they kept saying that he was the middle. Cooper is the oldest. And it's just like, no. I'm out, and so I think I've decided that except with the exception of Iowa City and Coach's Corner on Friday and the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, I will not be going out in public the remainder of the week. I'm going to bring my lunches. I'm just going to hang out here at the office. I'm no longer exposing myself to the public because I've reached my breaking point, and it's only Wednesday.
So 8683 is guessing the bar that you went to, and I'm not going to say the name of it, but I'm just going to give 8683 a ding because they are correct.
How did Joel and Muscatine? No, I've got the numbers mixed up there.
8683 sounds like a talk of the bar at blank.
Well,
and that person is right.
That maybe she's one of the bartenders there or something. I don't know. But that's my story in a nutshell from today. And you want to talk about the World Series having bad ratings at a 10.2 overnight. Can't imagine what that last 12 minutes would bring us here on KGYM. But some days you got it and some days you don't. And some days you just don't want to talk about Kirk Ferentz's contract and Matt Campbell's contract. And this is a thing every year. The contracts never change. Ferentz's contract is what it is. But as somebody, and I can't remember which Iowa beat writer it is that pointed this out on Twitter, it almost always seems that the story gets written every year right after a really disappointing Iowa loss. And so Iowa loses to Northwestern 17-10 last Saturday, and then all of a sudden Wednesday morning I wake up and the first thing I see on Twitter, third thing I see on Twitter, is here's a list of the really bad college football contracts for football coaches, and there's a picture of Kirk Ferentz, and I go, not this again, not this, because every time Iowa loses, people go to the contract. And before the call yesterday went completely off the rails, that it came up how much Kirk Ferentz makes, how much Brian Ferentz makes, how much Ken O'Keefe makes, and that none of
how
that amounts.
Chris Doyle makes.
None of that amounts to a hill of beans. Chris Doyle is worth every penny that the University of Iowa pays him. But that was a story, too, this year. Oh, my God, Iowa has a strength and conditioning coach that's one of the highest paid in the country. Well, yeah, if you know anything about the program, you know how important he is to the program. Plus, when you are at some place for a really long time, you tend to get raises. Your salary goes up. Even if you're really bad at your job like I am, they usually pull me into the office once a year and say, we're bumping you 3%. Or 2% or whatever. I don't even care anymore. My wife asked me how much money I was making a couple months ago, and I go, I don't know. And the paycheck just shows up in the bank. Get a calculator and figure out how much. It's not something that's a big deal to me. But okay, so you're at some place for 19 years, and you get paid a lot of money to begin with, and then yeah, your salary goes up. That's not exactly shocking. And then Matt Campbell has one of the five most favorable contracts or five best contracts. He's 37, and Iowa State hired him from Toledo. You're not going to give a 37-year-old guy $5 million a year. So, of course, that's going to be viewed as a favorable contract. This isn't rocket science.
Isn't it kind of the same where in for players, especially in Major League Baseball, where you see, oh, well, this is how much Jason Hayward is making, and this is how much Chris Bryant is making.
Oh, that's, by the way, 8683 had the wrong bar.
Oh, it wasn't that bar?
No, no.
Well, then
then I've stumped
wrong.
Everybody.
I assumed wrong.
7647, yeah, you should never assume things, as my high school history teacher. This dream... Who else out there has dreams that they're stuck in high school or randomly has dreams about being back in high school? 319-366-1600.
This guy does.
I had a dream last night that I was back in high school and that I was in a class that I don't think even existed, but it was a math-oriented class with one of my former math teachers, Mr. Townsley, who, for the interest of at least perking up Scott Unash's ears down the hall, Mr. Townsley used to have a life-size cardboard cutout of Frank Thomas in his classroom. And one of the worst days of his life was when somebody stole the cardboard cutout of Frank Thomas. And he was despondent about it. And I don't even remember whether or not the thing ever returned, ever made its way back to his room. But I had a dream that I was back in high school last night and in a class that I never took that never existed, and my classmates are there and I was late for the class.
Was the cardboard cutout of Frank Thomas in the dream?
Yes, oh yes. Yep. White pinstriped pants, the black socks top, number 35, exactly to this. I mean, it was a very vivid picture of that classroom.
I still have dreams that for some reason I haven't finished high school yet, that for some reason I didn't get all the way to the finish line with credits. Never failed a class in high school, obviously, but...
Oh, don't say obviously. You can fail a class in high school and still be successful.
That's true. Never did fail a class in high school, but for some reason I still have dreams that I'm back there. Those are some of my least favorite dreams that I have. So no, you are not the only one that has those. And it's usually I have those when I'm really stressed out about something.
Let's go all Rosie the fortune teller here for the next.
What does this mean?
Just try to dissect people. And I had it, I think, for the better part of a year one time. At least once a week, I would have this dream that I was in gym class in high school, and I couldn't remember the combination to the locker to change into my gym clothes. You're telling, what am I eating before I go to bed? I don't know. But I do know this. It's kind of pointless to talk about how much money Kirk Ferentz makes. Because it's not as if Barbara Burke, who is the acting athletic director, somebody on the text line said that Ferentz and the contract came up on one of the ESPN shows today. Was it Russillo?
It was Russillo, yes.
And he roasted Barta?
Yes.
Russillo roasted a guy who just announced a couple weeks ago that he has cancer. And Russillo roasted a guy who has cancer for Kirk Ferentz's contract.
Yes. Yes, he did.
What was said about it?
I only caught a part of it,
okay.
But that did in fact happen.
Wow,
yes.
Wow. Wow, bad contract. Hot take. Who cares? And people will hate that I say this, he's worth every penny that the university pays him. He's being paid largely for his past performances as head coach, but Ferentz, worth every penny that he makes. And I would say that about pretty much every coach in that sort of position. Matt Campbell is certainly worth every penny that Iowa State pays him, and he'll be worth what he gets paid at his next job, too. Whether he leaves this year or 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road, who knows? But he's 37. And as I've said, I don't think a 37-year-old guy is putting down roots anywhere, let alone at that job, which is not necessarily a terrible job, it's just not a great one. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever heard from anybody, and I know we got to take a break here, is never buy a house. Never let your boss know that you're comfortable enough at your job that you buy a house and put down roots. And I see where that's going. But I own a house, so I guess that makes me an idiot. 5:28, we will... Do you want to keep it here, or do you want to send it
to
break?
We can take a quick break.
Okay, we'll take a very quick break, and when we come back on the Psychic Hotline, for just 99 cents a minute, I will tell you what your dreams mean. 319-366-1600, back after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
I don't do this on purpose. I really don't. This is just, it's the way that the day played out. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Taking you to 7 o'clock tonight. We send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stillmonks. The 5'9 speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash in an Iowa camp last June. And the Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305-pound JUCO prospect picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we're just going to have to see how long that sticks. I passed along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out at Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple of transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braes is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in half-court portions of practice, but isn't cleared yet as a full participant. Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to be a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night 3-1 thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 11 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Rich Hill will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. That's shortly after 7 on all three KGYM frequencies.
We're all on top of our games today. Coon, what are you going to... Nah, I don't want to know. Don't spoil it for me. It's coming, though. I can sense it. The next half hour is going to be fantastic. I can promise you that.
Having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter, coming up top of the hour. Coverage of Game 2 of the World Series gets underway right here on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Dodgers hold a 1-0 lead after a 3-1 victory last night. Throwback game lasted only 2.5 hours. Tonight, we could be in line for more of the same. Rich Hill is on the mound for the Dodgers. He works quickly. So too does Justin Verlander. Likes to do things himself. Makes his fourth career World Series start tonight. Gave up 10 runs in 2 starts when he was a rookie in 06. 5 runs in only 4 innings against the Giants in 2012. But as he told our Chris Singleton, that was a long time ago.
Man, it's a roller coaster ride. This is a lot different, I think, than some of the other times of having changed teams not too long ago, and so different for a lot of different reasons. I think the one thing that I've tried to do is maybe appreciate the ride a little bit more. Take a few moments to let things soak in here and there, as opposed to letting it just kind of be such a whirlwind.
Hear Justin Verlander's entire conversation with our Chris Singleton starting at the top of the hour. It's Game 2 of the World Series on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 0.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. So you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal sales event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Stupid rubber duck. Oh, I bet this is Mariota's room. Whoa, I get that he went to Oregon, but a pond-themed room seems a little weird. I was just looking for Mariota.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I told you we should have just gone to HeismanHouse.com, but no, we had to go to the house. We could have voted for this year's Heisman winner from the safety of our computers.
Welcome back. 5:35, officially the halfway point of today's program, and probably officially beyond the low point, although I don't want to set the bar too high just in case we trip over it here in the next 30 minutes as we wait for Tristan Cockcroft, VSPN.com, to answer your fantasy football questions at 6:05 tonight. You can get those to us, by the way, on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. And don't forget, we've also got the 6 o'clock showdown coming up tonight, a chance for you to win a pair of Marcus Theater's movie passes, good for locations in Iowa City, Coralville, and here in Cedar Rapids. 7 questions, 60 seconds, your chance to be a winner with us. Speaking of winning, the Astros would like to very much do that tonight in Los Angeles, looking to even the series with the Dodgers, Game 2 of the World Series on the way. Will it happen with Justin Verlander on the mound? That's today's Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. And as of last check, it looks like people are siding with Justin Verlander and the Astros to pull even tonight. Their offense is too good to struggle for a continued stretch against the Dodgers. And I don't care what you say about it. Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw. It's not like they were going out there facing any old pitcher last night in 103-degree heat. They were facing the best pitcher of our generation. So I'm going to go ahead and give them a pass for swinging and missing a lot less, especially George Springer. But they do need to get better production out of guys like Springer if they're going to make a series of this. I wanted to go 7, and I have a feeling it's going to be a much shorter series than that. But as BJ and Marion, our Astros fans, said, just give the Astros one game. Don't make it a sweeps are boring. The text line never ceases to amaze me because you can always see the history of the texters, and somebody, unless there was a bug in the system here, but their very first text ever to 366-1600 was assuming that I tipped my stylist poorly yesterday because of the conversation next to me. I would never do that. I would never hold somebody else's actions against somebody who wasn't involved in it. Well, it's not like she was going to turn to the other chair and be like, hey, I've got a misanthrope here who doesn't want to hear what you're saying. You two shut up. Now, if she did that, I probably would have tipped her 100%. I was, what's their cost? $25? Here's 50. Keep the change. It was worth every penny. And walked right out the door. Made an exit, as George Costanza would say. I was going to do the nominations for the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats, but after basically just tossing in the wind for 20 minutes there in that last segment, I owe it to the listeners to at least try to give them some substance here. So I do have the Matt Norlander article from CBS Sports to get into a little bit, because I think this is a fascinating waste of time as opposed to much of the other time wasters we talk about here. But Matt Norlander ranked all 351 Division I men's basketball teams heading into the upcoming season. Iowa, by the way, kicks things off on Friday night with an exhibition against, is it William Jewell?
William Jewell.
Yeah.
Out of the Kansas City area.
After our trip to Coach's Corner and the KGWAM road trip driven by Linder Tire, I'll be making an appearance at Carver Hawkeye Arena for a game that doesn't even count in the standings. That's what I have to look forward to Friday night. But Iowa is 55th on the list. Iowa State is the 100th best team on the list. And UNI checks in at 122. And as we mentioned earlier and yesterday, nobody cares about Drake, but the Bulldogs are 287. This is where we have one listener in Eastern Iowa who went to UTEP and wants to know where the Miners are. That's the problem that you get into with these lists. And the Iowa State guy the other day who was crying because I mentioned where Iowa was in the KenPom ranking. And anytime somebody complains that you're not mentioning the other school, I automatically know that the other school is higher in said ranking, because nobody would be complaining if I was not mentioning that they were lower on the list or higher, depending on how you look at it. So the minute they complained, I was like, well, I know Iowa State has to be higher. And they were. The problem was my source material was strictly about Iowa. And as you can see, now that I've talked about this for 2 days in a row, it clearly isn't bothering me. And I clearly do a good job of letting things go and moving on. The problem here with these rankings is, and somebody else has saved me the time of doing this, is that you can go and look where the rest of teams' non-conference schedules are. And Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa staff have taken a good beating the last couple years over, I guess, what you would term as a less than compelling non-conference schedule. And so I got to give credit here. I pulled this off of Twitter. The Twitter user's name is Sean that came up with this. But he went through the list, and Iowa's non-conference teams are ranked thusly according to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports. Chicago State, 332nd. Alabama State, 334th. Grambling State, 345th. So let that sink in, that the first three non-conference games on the list, there's 351 Division I men's basketball teams. The first three teams on said list are within 30 teams, 25 teams of the bottom of the list. Louisiana Monroe is 290, and then they're in the big leagues in this exempt tournament that they're playing, because Wyoming is 117th and South Dakota State is 140th. Virginia Tech is 33rd. There you go, the Big Ten ACC Challenge riding to save the day. And then Iowa State, as we mentioned, is ranked number 100. Southern is 265. Drake is 287. Iowa doesn't control the draw every year in the Hy-Vee Classic. This year it's Drake. It could have been UNI, which would be about 150 spots higher on the list. Southern Utah is 336th. Then Colorado, 77. And Northern Illinois, 246. The average ranking is 223. And keep in mind that that is affected by Virginia Tech being ranked 33rd. Otherwise, it would be a little bit higher than that. And I see a lot of people saying, well, this is no big deal because you win games and you get into the tournament and it doesn't matter. But it's not doing your season ticket holders any favors. And it's not giving much compelling reasons to watch many of these games. You can schedule decent non-conference teams and still know that you're scheduling a win. And I say that about a program that's lost to Nebraska, Omaha, Campbell, among others in the last decade or so. But you can put together a relatively decent non-conference schedule and not have, three teams ranked 332nd or worse.
Why did this team not make the NCAA tournament last year? Two reasons, really. One, the reason that we're talking about right now with this year's team, the non-conference schedule was not good enough. And two, they had a really bad loss to Nebraska Omaha that they never could quite shake. So this is a big deal. And you look at the schedule, and as soon as I saw this non-conference slate come out, this was a few months ago, I said to myself, I don't care how talented this Iowa basketball team is, they are going to have some really big-time signature wins in the Big Ten to position themselves for March. Because, like it or not, the selection committee, it's become a trend over the past 5 to 10 years, they take the non-conference schedule and they punish teams for having a lack thereof when it comes to selection time. So, Iowa, as long as they perform well in the non-conference, they win that game. That game against Virginia Tech, which is on the road, is going to be huge. Because if they can get that one under their belt, then that already puts... That's a good win on their resume. But they're going to have to hold serve in the non-conference and have some signature wins during the Big Ten to make up for that non-conference schedule. So I think it's a bigger deal than people are making it out to be.
332, 334, 345, right out of the gate. I understand easing yourself into the non-conference schedule, but you can schedule teams in the 150th area and still know that you're walking away with a W. You can schedule teams in the 200s, the low 200s, and maybe excuse yourself for doing so. And certainly if you want to throw a real patsy on there for your first game of the year, go ahead and do it. But this is, I think, a valid criticism of, and it's one of the few things, if you want to get critical about Fran McCaffrey and his tenure in Iowa City, that you can get away with without feeling like you're splitting hairs or picking nits or whatever your favorite phrase is. The one thing that you can truly be critical about him are the non-conference schedule. Now, your devil's advocate folks will say they make up for it in Big Ten play, but when you schedule like this, as you said, you don't leave yourself any room for error.
Exactly.
So when you do drop a contest to, let's just say, I guess Northern Illinois at 246 is not completely crazy, but there's no coming back from that. Now, I don't think anybody wants to see a Michigan State non-conference schedule from a couple years ago where Tom Izzo basically put that team on a private charter plane for the first 2 weeks of the season and flew them from coast to coast and to the battleship and taken on Duke and this top five team and that top 10 team. Nobody wants to see that. But this just goes back to the argument about you've got to give people a reason to come pay to watch your product. And in this day and age, I'm not driving anywhere to see Chicago State or Alabama State or Grambling. I'll stay home and watch it on the stream on BTN Plus or whatever. Some of those games are not even going to be on TV. And the tournament that Iowa's playing in this year isn't going to be on TV either. I don't know if you saw
the Cayman Islands Classic.
The Cayman Islands Classic is going to be available. You can stream it through some website somewhere.
I look at this and then I look at their conference schedule, and I know things really haven't come together yet. And we talked about the conference schedule before the season as one that's really favorable. And Iowa is going to have to really hang their hat on holding serve and beating the teams in front of them, because there are going to the opportunities for signature wins are going to be few and far between. And I think I'm seeing that a lot on the text line as well. The 8087 makes a good point. The biggest issue is a lack of big signature teams to possibly get wins against. I'm like you said, I think it's a little bit ridiculous when I see a team like Michigan State away from campus for a month and a half to begin the season, or a couple of years ago, where I think it was Lorenzo Romar's Washington Huskies who were away for 2 months, right in the middle of final exams. And you just wonder, are these guys actually going to school? I don't want to know the answer to that question. But there should be somewhat of a happy medium between this and that. And I think that's all Iowa fans are asking for, a home-and-home opportunity where you can see some better teams come in and see what this team would look like early in the non-conference schedule. You're not going to get knocked for playing those teams in the non-conference schedule and losing to them most of the time. So moving forward, as this team progresses and this team gets more and more experienced, I hope next year and the year after there are some more challenges on that non-conference schedule.
Someone said, why not play a team like Valparaiso? And so I looked on the list. Valparaiso is at 160
on the list.
It wouldn't do much, but it's not 335.
It's true.
It's nearly doubling the 335 rank, cutting it in half, however you want to look at it. And Eastern Michigan is right behind Valpo at 161. But look, the bottom line is that Virginia Tech game, as you pointed out, is really the linchpin to the non-conference portion of the schedule here. As long as they drop one game, and maybe that's the game that they lose, I think they're fine. But if you lose anything more than one non-conference game with that schedule, there's no excuse for losing more than one game with that schedule.
There isn't, and they can't afford to do that, because once again, last year they were knocked about having a bad non-conference schedule, in a non-conference schedule where they had Seton Hall, Virginia, Memphis, Notre Dame, Iowa State, and UNI. That's a hell of a lot better non-conference schedule than what they have this year. So last year, if the selection committee thought it was bad, what are they going to think about it this year?
Very interesting variety of reactions on the Hurtin and Stocker text line. 9545 says, if you want big-time recruits and respect, you have to schedule games against the big boys. Actually, Iowa's doing fine recruiting. So I don't necessarily see any hindrance there. Now, I would say with football, that would perhaps be a little bit more of a different story. 2235, it's a joke, and I'm a season ticket holder. Afraid of competition, it's embarrassing. And 8087, they literally only play one relevant non-conference game. I'm assuming that that's a reference to the Virginia Tech game. Yes. In the Big Ten ACC. Now, in other years, you get the Gavitt games, which is a Big East opponent, so sometimes you benefit from that. But Iowa, as I think for the first time in, is year four for the Gavitt games? This is the first time since the Gavitt games were introduced that Iowa has not been a part of that. So you don't get a bump from that matchup, but they are in the Big Ten ACC Challenge against Virginia Tech. So you go on the road to Blacksburg and have an opportunity to put a nice win in the column there. But it's food for thought here on a Wednesday where there's not a whole lot going on, and every time you try to talk about the World Series, you can just hear people falling asleep.
And I know we have to get to a break here in a second. The frustrating part is this team, I think it's a legitimate concern for the football team early in the season to play these top 25 teams, because a lot of times they're not ready, and a lot of times they're not playing their best football until November. This Iowa basketball team right now can play those teams because they are one of those teams. They are a top 50 team that looks like they have the ability to be something special. So I would love to see early on them go out and play some big-time opponents, but we're not going to get that opportunity this year.
Mark Lillibridge was in the office earlier. I know you were disappointed that you missed him because he's living down in the St. Louis area and you've got a friend of a friend that knows him, but the former Iowa State football player spent some time in the NFL. He works for Mantality now. He was bringing some products by and dropping them off for me, and we were having a chat about Mantality and these reads that I've been doing here, and he gave me, I think, the best analogy that I think really drives home the point of what Mantality is trying to do with the website lowtusa.com and trying to educate guys about the importance of testosterone. Everybody has it. Every man has testosterone in their body, but it's at different levels, and as you get older, those levels tend to decrease, and he likened it to the PSI on your tires, where the optimum PSI is anywhere between 30 and 35. If you've got a tire gauge, you know what I'm talking about. And you can get by on 27, 26 PSI on your tires, but your gas mileage is going to suffer. Your vehicle is going to maybe take a little bit more wear and tear. And testosterone's no different. So why not function at the optimum level? And that's what Mantality is trying to help people do. Go to the website lowtusa.com. You can find out more. They have a clinic in North Liberty, which is right between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. Extremely convenient, and it's covered by insurance. Their physicians are all board certified. And look, you go in and get checked out. You don't have low testosterone, no big deal. You're done. They don't ask to see you again. There's no hook or anything. But if they do find an issue, then they can help you get that addressed. So look at the mirror, look at your reflection, and ask yourself what your personal PSI is right now. And if you're not at 100%, you may be suffering from low testosterone. LowTUSA.com is the website to visit. Back with more after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
5:57 and gotta get in, gotta get out. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stillmonks. The 5'9" speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash at an Iowa camp last June. The Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305-pound JUCO prospect picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we'll just have to see how long that commitment remains. I passed along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out of Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple of transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Brace is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in half-court portions of practice, but not yet cleared as a full participant. And Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to bring a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night 3-1 thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 11 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Rich Hill will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. First pitch is set for 7:09, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
I want Hans Brace sitting on the Iowa State bench this year holding a Persian cat and stroking it like a Bond villain. Every time I hear his name, all I can think of is Blofeld from the James Bond series.
That sounds like a description of Bo Pelini.
Hans Brace. And just stroking the cat, waiting for Steve Prohm to say, okay, Hans, go in there. Take care of business. If you've got a fantasy football question, get it to us now. Tristan Cockcroft, ESPN.com, joining us shortly. 366-1600. Text those questions on the Hertin and Stocker text line or give us a call. You'll be first in line to talk with Tristan.